Listen, let me put it in a nutshell, as you like. There is this beautiful garden, okay? And you're sitting down here, and I cannot bring you the garden to see. I could only bring you a rose. I hope you smell it. You understand that this beauty smells like this. Following the smell, you will find the garden. That easy. But jealousy will ruin that all. Why? Because you are very intelligent. You are extremely intelligent. This is what the problem is. Our intelligence exceeds our animal existence. We don't live like animals, do we? If you are living like the closest cousin, what is your closest cousin?
Ape.
Chimp. No, ape is far. The bigger is the worst kind is the closest to us. Because the chimp are the worst of them. They believe in the fight, eternal domination, and physical power. Sounds familiar? These are chimps. They don't have your intelligence. They don't have your imagination. They do well, okay? They are the best. They're the most clever one. No doubt. But together, all are endangered and extinct and this, things like that, because they lost to whom? To you.
Yeah.
You. You're ruining the life of everyone. That's not the funny part. That's the sad part. The funny part is you're ruining your life. That's the funny part. Because mainly your misery is self-made. Honestly, do you believe that? If you believe in a creator, I don't care if you put it in intelligent design or you go religious or whatever. If you believe that this is not by accident, do you think that it was made to create this misery? Do you know any animal extremely depressed, live with a bunch of peel daily? This happens to us. And we are at the top, right? When you are at the top, you should be happy, are we? Don't look at the general society and blah, blah, blah. You don't see that. You don't feel it. You don't have any information about life in Uganda. As a tourist, you can go there. Yes, documentaries, but this is not it. Let go of all of that. Come back to yourself. Begin with yourself. Are you a happy person? You should be the happiest. Because the best portion of this life, no matter what it is given to you. Imagine Noah's Ark. Huh? For every animal in that ark, there are some preparations, right? Because they have to live on that ark for a long time. Who has the best place to sleep?
Noah.
It has to. He's the captain. That's what a human being is. But look around you. You will see two of those little stuffs in the animal, which animal has no control on. Neither a lot of us have. And this is what it is. It's jealousy. And the other one, greed. Rumi talked about greed in a very special way, remember? How did he talk about greed? Where did he talk about it? No, let's be honest. Where should he talk about it? Right at the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. Third paragraph. He said there are two no-nos here. With those you cannot come in. We'll cut you off. The first thing is something that I have a problem in one of my classes. people who are coming to my class trying to find an intelligent way to say that this shouldn't be right, because if this is right, why in reality I don't see it? You have two things to get rid of and come in. The first thing is, are you digging to prove us wrong? You could. Intelligence is like that. Intelligence, intelligently, when you hear something new you don't know, you should question it. You should doubt it. The doubt will disappear when you understand it, right? That's the error I was talking about. Because we are talking about a part of us which is not understandable. It's touchable. It's not understandable. Could it be something that is touchable? It's not understandable. What is the understanding part of someone who is carefully touching the skin of a baby? Just like this. Oh. What is to be understood over there? It's just a pleasure, a joy of a mother touching the skin of the child, which is not understandable, but it's touchable, right? And it comes with touch. Lovers, they touch each other and they go to ecstasy. There is nothing to understand about this. Hello, how do you do? What? You see, we want to talk about non-understandable, and right from the beginning you say, I should understand it. No, we want to talk about beyond your understanding. That was the first criteria. Second, I said, don't be greedy. There is no knowing more and less here. We don't have knowledgeable people and medium rare and the blue, and it's not like that. Here we have two kinds of human beings, blind and with eyes. That's it. If your eyes are open, what are you doing here? Because this is the cure of eye, to make the blind people open their eyes to the reality of here. Not your imagination from this reality, which is limited to you and limited to a period of time and full of ignorance. It's not about understanding. How many times shall I repeat this? I believe every single time. You will see, Rumi will say, listen, it's not about becoming clever and intelligent. It's becoming understanding your handicap, then who will help you? Because the help goes to the handicaps. It's like that. Water goes to the thirsty. If you're not thirsty, we shouldn't give you the water, and we will not. We will not. I exaggerated. I said, imagine, God forbid, I'm a magician, an aura, and I could do the magic, I could touch the forehead of any fellow and turn him to room, another room. Okay? Imagine I'm like that. Do you think? One day I say, oh, these people, that put them out of the misery, and I come out and we touch the forehead of the people to turn them to roomies? If I do that, is it good or bad? It's awful. Because I created not roomies. Some people like Rumi, who are deprived of responsibility, they could do whatever they want. And if you ask him and say, this son of a gun, he did it to us. I have no control in him. Remember, the story started with responsibility. Because this part we are talking about brings responsibility. Means you take something more in, therefore you owe outside a lot. Because we'll give you something from this outside that you don't know. That something to you is a promise, right? You know what it is to us? It's rain in Vancouver. It's always there. But you don't see it because we believe in a rain of beauty which is coming down from all the skies and will cover everything, every single moment. That's the rain of Rahmat. This is one of the goodness of Haq, which is always there. It's like this cosmic dust that you are showered with it without knowing it. It's always there. It will make you become aware of that. How? First of all, you should know your limit. You should know yourself better. Who are you? You are an Arab with a very nasty wife and a jar of salty water gathered from the rain occasionally. Right? Remember it? That's where we stopped. We came back to explain it again because that is the story. These eight stories are all together, right? Explaining that, listen, you have some information inside. You are intelligent, but it's too teeny. Think about yourself and expand yourself as much as you could. Within 6 billion people, you're still nothing. That's what the size is, really. That's what we're trying to understand. So, first story is that, yes, you are falling in love with handmaiden, and it happens to everyone. Then you enjoyed understanding the rule, becoming clever, good. Now is the time for exception. The process you remember. The intelligence should be given to goldsmith. Second story, comparison is good when you're working with the rule. In exception, no comparison. So this intelligence is handicapped. Third, jealousy. Jealousy makes your life worse because you will ruin your nose and your ears. So you could not even be led towards this garden. Nobody is going to carry you to the garden. No one should. Why, John? You don't like this comment. You say, why not? Let someone take me to the garden. And fortunately here, it could happen. The magicians, like me, I can do this. I can transport you to the garden.
Well, there's an analogy that I heard, which fits in with something you said about the butterfly. Mm-hmm. There was a man watching a butterfly come out of a cocoon. He thought, oh my God, that butterfly is working so hard. He doesn't look like he has it. So the man helped him. Mm-hmm. And the butterfly came out, but then he didn't have the strength to open his wings. By that struggle to come out of the cocoon, he was then able to live as a butterfly. Without that struggle, he didn't build up the muscles necessary to live.
Because the man was not a very good man to bring the butterfly out and the power at the same time. I'm the magician, I'm gonna do the ball. It couldn't be that difficult. When it's complicated, you see it's complicated. You're trying to fix it. It's simple. It's like I rent a helicopter and that helicopter will take you to the peak of Everest. What will happen?